This is Piedmont Arts. Based in Davidson, North Carolina, the Orchestra of the Carolinas is a nonprofit organization dedicated to bringing people together through the power of music. The orchestra is made up of volunteer semi-professional, professional, and high-level amateurs who all strive to present accessible musical experiences for everyone. I'm Phil Vavra, and on this episode, you'll hear more about what makes the Orchestra of the Carolinas tick and about their upcoming season finale. Plus, I'll have the new edition of Fanfare with even more fun events for you to explore. Thanks for listening. I'm being joined by two of the people who make the Orchestra of the Carolinas go. Dr. Bill Long is the Executive Director and Estes Milner Professor of Music Emeritus at Davidson College. Dr. Tara Villa-Keith is the orchestra's artistic director, as well as a professor and chair of the music department at Davidson College. Oh, and director of the Davidson College Symphony Orchestra. So first of all, let me thank you both for your valuable time today.
Thank you so much.
Now, I picked up on a thread running through here, Davidson College. Tell me exactly how the Orchestra of the Carolinas got started.
Well, it actually was not directly connected to Davidson. There were several wonderfully talented musicians up from mostly the Mooresville region who wanted to create a really high-quality community orchestra, and they reached out to me initially to work with them. And then, of course, I'm thinking, oh, who has recently retired and could be a really huge asset in the trumpet section? So I reached out to Bill, my dear friend and basically mentor during my early years at Davidson. And so he joined, and we, you know, just found that there was this wonderful spirit and energy with this particular group, and we wanted to elevate it and make it into something really tangible and something that could serve the community. And it just made sense. We started reaching out to different people. And especially with Bill, he's so locked into the Davidson community that we were able to make a lot of really wonderful connections to help us move forward with a vision for this group.
And there's a little bit more to it than that. Just to say that I would think that it, probably for a decade, Tara and I have just talked about if there's ever a time where maybe we could find the chance to do something more locally to have an orchestra, if she were to volunteer to conduct it, I would pretty much throw everything I had into making it happen, because it's something I would love to see. In my projection, and so this was in a sense it was a dream come true, and that's not that much of a cliche.
So thinking about it, talking about it for 10 years, but actually established when?
So Orchestra of the Carolinas was just established this past August. And we had some musicians that had come together for a previous ensemble, and just we decided to sort of refresh it and bring it some new life. And with all of these, you know, great Davidson connections, it just made sense to do it here.
Yeah, so you're obviously very networked with musicians across this community, very much a word of mouth thing, it sounds like. Are you at the point where musicians are approaching you now?
Yes, this year we've had a lot of folks reaching out, various instruments. We're still recruiting in our string section, so heads up out there if you're a string player, we would love to have you. But we have folks coming from Mooresville. We have folks based in Huntersville. A few folks in Davidson as well. And we're happy to welcome anybody who wants to work on some really serious repertoire, but also within a very relaxed, not cutthroat, competitive kind of atmosphere.
How do you approach selecting material? And are there different things that you have to consider when you're doing it for, say, the Davidson College Symphony, Orchestra of the Carolinas, or perhaps other more professionally staffed ensembles?
Sure. What I have to consider with a community group is the folks that I currently have in the ensemble. You know, where are my strengths? Who can I highlight? And with as far as programming the season, it's a little different than Davidson because we were coming in with zero budget. So I had to navigate, okay, what can we reasonably do repertoire-wise? Are there things that we can do that are in public domain, things that I'm happy to lend from the Davidson College Symphony Orchestra Library, and give a wide spread of what people think of as traditional classical repertoire, thinking of what folks are interested in on the pop music realm, because I don't like really separating the two. I'd kind of like to do a blend, and just finding, you know, where that happy middle ground is between, you know, things that are typically labeled as classics and things that are typically labeled as pops, and manage to do it all and on a very limited zero budget for the season. So pretty much this first season was me thinking, okay, what can I do with zero money for programming? And that was pretty much my first step.
Well, let's talk about the music then for the Orchestra of the Carolinas grand season finale, which will be on Saturday, May 30th, 7 p.m. at Davidson Town Hall and Community Center Auditorium, and featuring Grammy-winning vocalist Carmen Bradford.
We were very excited to be bringing Carmen. I had the chance to work with her 5 years ago. One of the things that I did while I was teaching at Davidson was to direct the jazz ensemble. And a friend of mine alerted me to Carmen and her great skills. And so I reached out, and we were able to bring her to solo with our jazz band. So she was a known quantity to me. And so it was very easy when we were beginning to think, how do we finish this first season? And thinking about having some sort of gala performer fronting the group, the idea of doing something with a big band singer just made a lot of sense, and Carmen is a perfect person. She is actually the person who succeeded Ella Fitzgerald in the late 80s to basically front the Count Basie Orchestra. And so she has sung with the Basie Orchestra off and on for 40 years. And the Grammy that you refer to is with Carmen and the Basie Orchestra just from the very, very recent past. So she's still very active with them. Right now, she's also teaching voice at Michigan State, and she was very excited to get the call from us, and we're very thrilled to have her. And it also, I think, this concert relates some to what Tara was discussing earlier in terms of repertoire, because our March concert was the Dvorak New World Symphony. So there we have, you know, a major 40-minute classical piece of music, and the closest we get to that on May 30th is An American in Paris, I guess.
Yeah.
Gershwin is about as classical as we get. What we have is a bucket load of Nelson Riddle orchestrations, and that's the cream of the crop in terms of the great American songbook and Ella Fitzgerald and Frank Sinatra and all of those classic mid-20th century singers. They were doing arrangements with big bands, and the great arranger for them was Nelson Riddle. So we're doing just fabulous music and fabulous arrangements.
Anytime you listen to a Sinatra concert recording, he always likes to give Nelson a shout
out
from the stage.
That's right.
Yeah. And is Davidson Town Hall and Community Center Auditorium, is that a home base for you, or where are you performing?
Sure. Well, we would love to be there regularly, and this will be our first time performing there. This past season, we also performed at Davidson United Methodist Church and also up at the Mooresville Performing Arts Center. And that was actually the Dvorak performance. We did that side by side with the North Carolina Youth Orchestra. So we're happy to branch out, but we would also love to have a home base here in Davidson as well.
Where do you rehearse?
We rehearse at Davidson College, so okay. In the orchestra room there.
Well, my guests have been Orchestra of the Carolinas Executive Director, Dr. Bill Long, and Artistic Director and Conductor, Dr. Tara Villa-Keith. The Orchestra of the Carolinas Grand Season Finale with Grammy-winning vocalist Carmen Bradford is set for Saturday, May 30th, 7 p.m. at the Davidson Town Hall and Community Center Auditorium. For more information and tickets, visit orchestracarolinas.org. Again, orchestracarolinas.org. Oh, and let's not forget, if you're a string player, they are still looking to fill out that section. So get more information on who to contact at orchestracarolinas.org. Thanks so much for being here.
Oh, that was terrific.
Thank you so much. Now, we're so excited about this ensemble, so it's really wonderful to have an opportunity to talk about it.
Yes, for sure.
Well, there's also plenty going on before that wonderful concert, so let's dive into the latest edition of Fanfare. This will be the weekend to catch your favorite orchestras and ensembles before they shift gears for the summer. The CSO, Western Piedmont Symphony, Charlotte Civic Orchestra, Lake Norman Orchestra, and others are wrapping up their seasons this week. Home means different things to different people. And that's what the Charlotte Symphony Orchestra will be exploring at Knight Theater on Friday, May 15th and Saturday, May 16th. Kwame Ryan directs the season-ending program, which includes Jennifer Higdon's contemporary Skyline from Cityscape and Aaron Copland's iconic suite from Appalachian Spring. Then, Spotlight Series artistic partner Gabriel Kahane will join the CSO to perform his oratorio-style work, Emergency Shelter Intake Form, with a choir of community members directly affected by homelessness. The Western Piedmont Symphony closes out its 2025-2026 Masterwork Series with a globetrotting finale at Lenore Ryan University's P.E. Monroe Auditorium in Hickory on Saturday, May 16th. The program includes Georges Bizet's L'Arlesian Suite No. 1, Max Steiner's Casablanca Suite, and Camille Saint-Saëns' Piano Concerto No. 5, The Egyptian, featuring acclaimed Canadian pianist Sheng Kai. The Salisbury Symphony Orchestra returns to Catawba College's Keppel Auditorium on Saturday the 16th. It'll be an evening of contemporary and classic musical storytelling with Carlos Simon's Fate Now Conquers, Sunhee Newbold's Iliad performed with the Salisbury Symphony Youth Orchestra, Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov's Capriccio Espanol, and Beethoven's Symphony No. 7. Now, if you're new to Charlotte or simply want to know more about it, make your way to the Secret Gardens of 4th Ward, May 16th and 17th. It's a fun, walkable way to explore one of Uptown's most attractive neighborhoods and see some of the hidden jewels in the crown of the Queen City. The self-guided tour includes food, wine, and cocktail tastings with live music from gardens and restaurants in historic 4th Ward. The Charlotte Civic Orchestra concludes its season with a celebration of spring at Community Church at Lake Wylie in Lake Wylie, South Carolina on Sunday, May 17th. The concert will feature Rimsky-Korsakov's Procession of the Nobles, Brooks' Violin Concerto No. 1, and a salute to the big bands arranged by Calvin Custer. Christopher James Lees conducts the Rock Hill Symphony for a free afternoon performance of Sergei Prokofiev's delightful Peter and the Wolf at McGirt Auditorium in Rock Hill, South Carolina on Sunday the 17th. Music lovers of all ages will enjoy hearing each character of this timeless musical tale brought to life by the orchestra. Laurel Gray Vineyards Winery in Hamptonville, North Carolina is hosting the Lake Norman Orchestra for their season finale on Sunday the 17th. Highlights include George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue featuring pianist Julie Jones, selections from Igor Stravinsky's Firebird, Franz von Suppé's Light Cavalry Overture, Georges Bizet's Prelude to Carmen, as well as music from Phantom of the Opera, The Magnificent Seven, The Empire Strikes Back, The Beatles, and The Alan Parsons Project. Music at St. Albans in Davidson is bringing its season to a close with the always entertaining jazz pianist Noel Friedlein and vocalist Maria Howell on Sunday, May 17th at 3 p.m. This delightful afternoon will be set to some of the best music of the past 80 years, including Ella Fitzgerald and Motown. Come early for a conversation with the artists beginning at 2 p.m. The St. Anthony Foundation of Charlotte invites you to Festa Italiana Charlotte at the Gateway Village Promenade in Uptown on Sunday, May 17th from 1 to 6:30. It's an all-inclusive Italian food and wine grand tasting experience with more than 25 culinary partners. The festival includes chef demonstrations, live music, an Italian sports car exhibit, and more. Spring cocktail attire is encouraged, and net proceeds from the event benefit individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities at Nevins, Inc. Spring isn't just about ragweed. We also have ragtime. The next Providence Chamber Music Series Spring Concert will feature pianist Ethan Uslan at Providence United Methodist Church in Charlotte on Sunday, May 17th. With Ethan at the keys, it's guaranteed to be an entertaining and enlightening hour of ragtime, jazz, and swing piano. Admission is free. The Davidson College Concert Series wraps up its season with Chamber Music for All at Tyler Tallman Hall Sloan Music Center on campus Monday, May 18th. The program will include cello quintets by Luigi Boccherini and Franz Schubert. The North Carolina Baroque Orchestra performs Les Elements, Celebrating Spring, on Thursday, May 21st at Davidson College Presbyterian Church and Friday, May 22nd at Morning Star Lutheran Church in Matthews. The program will include selections from Jean-Ferry Rebel's Les Elements, as well as works by Telemann, Gemignani, Mozart, and more. And a few other mid-May musts. The Charlotte Asian and Dragon Boat Festival is at Ramsey Creek Park on Lake Norman in Huntersville Saturday the 16th. The 23rd annual Yadkin Valley Wine Festival, with wine tastings from over 15 area wineries, will be in Elkin, North Carolina, Saturday the 16th. The annual Cheer Wine Festival returns to downtown Salisbury on Saturday, May 16th. And the 2026 Japan Fest, a celebration of Japanese food, culture, and games, is at Urban District Market in Charlotte, May 16th and 17th. Believe it or not, there's even more on my complete fanfare column at WDAV.org, so go check it out and have some fun exploring new things this weekend. Fanfare is made possible in part by Bragg Financial. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Piedmont Arts. You can explore other episodes and subscribe so that you never miss a new one at wdav.org/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and iHeart Podcasts. For Piedmont Arts, I'm Phil Vavra.